455 453. That's the Stakel toll free call in line here on the final hour of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855 450 free. That's 855 450 3733. And Stephanie, you and I were just talking about the way that shop.freetalklive.com really helps Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Free Talk Live is really helped by people who take an extra moment when they do their shopping online, whether it's Amazon or whatever. We've got several different things that you can shop through at shop.freetalklive.com. And it just takes an extra moment. Go there, shop.freetalklive.com, click on the link, and go that way, and Free Talk Live gets credit, and, you know, it's really
and
beneficial.
And it doesn't affect your purchase price.
That's an important thing to note, absolutely. So shop.freetalklive.com. I was just trying to look at what all the different things are. It's Amazon and Newegg and, of course, gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com, and we've got meds.freetalklive.com where you can get your prescription medications at lower prices. And
do you still have Audible, too?
Audible was a coupon code.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we should add that there because they do keep it open. So Anyway, shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, looks like Lenny calling in from Battle Creek, Michigan. Lenny? You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Say, I'm calling in defense of my voting, at least.
Okay. Have you heard us talking about voting? That wasn't this evening, right?
What? Yeah, I have. Just a little bit. I tuned in a little bit late. But
I don't remember us talking about voting tonight.
No, I think this was probably from yesterday. Lenny, are you talking about yesterday's conversation?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're rebroadcasting it right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, so... That's no problem. I got it off there.
We'll field the question.
Yeah, you're welcome to talk to us about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't really have a question.
Your point.
All right. My point is, you know, I'm a union member. You know, I go into this my eyes wide open. You know, I understand the math, you know, how it's pretty much futile with the electoral college and everything, the system that we have for an individual to vote. However, I'm in fear of what the Republican machine will do to my lifestyle. It's basically, you know, to just use a real simple phrase, I got to vote my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't agree with everything in the Democrat platform, but it's a defensive move on my part to keep, you know, the Republicans at bay as much as I can.
My question is, I guess, is it an effective defensive move, though?
Well, you know, likely, it's all I got.
Yeah, it's all. I guess it is. you could be more involved in the Democratic, apparatus in your vicinity, and you know, try to make those work. You could put yard signs out, and you could donate to campaigns and stuff like that.
Do you think on the national level does it affect? Oh, I'm just curious how he is it. Lenny, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Does the president have much effect on, like, what happens with unions, or do Democrats on a national level affect that much?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the whole, it's a big ship that they're trying to turn, you know, and it's a cultural thing as much as anything legislative.
So why not
anti-unionism? You know, it's more. There's more happening on, you know, state by state. You know, with right to work and so forth.
Are you a public sector union or a private sector union?
Private sector.
Okay.
I'm a construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand, about 6% of people in the private sector are members of the union, whereas it's more like 60% of people in the public sector are members of a union. So do you feel like in any way that the voice of private sector unions is drowned out by the public sector aspect?
Drowned out, I suppose. I mean, we're drowned out anyway. I mean, the private sector unions have little voice, if anything, I guess, I hadn't thought about it in that way, but if anything, the public sector, the noise is giving us a little more voice.
Maybe.
You know, a little more impact.
Maybe.
I mean, awareness, you know, yeah. Because we've been diminishing for years.
Lenny, I really appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. You know, I was thinking of, I'm always trying to boil this math down for analogizing voting. And I'm going to try this way with a thought experiment. So imagine I am a supernatural creature from space, or wherever supernatural creatures
come
from.
You have a tail in this imagined fantasy.
Yes, indeed.
And you have sparkles.
And it's prehensile. And and I can grant a wish. Now, it's not your wish. It's the wish I want to grant.
Okay.
But I can give you a magical power. And that magical power is the super voter. I can turn you into a super voter. And by that, I mean I can give you the ability to not vote once, but you get 100 votes. And that vote... You can apply it. You can see from on high all the votes of all the other people. So let's apply that supernatural power to all the presidential elections.
This sounds kind of evil.
That have the supernaturals can be. It's just powerful and can be used for good or evil. It can be applied from any of the elections from 1789 to present. And remember that all these elections, all elections are state elections in the United States. There is no national election. If you're voting in a national election, you are a member of the Electoral College, because there is no national election for people in the United States. It's all state elections. Now, states apply their electoral powers to the Electoral College, and the Electoral College goes on and votes for the president, but that's it. So if you had the opportunity to apply 100 votes to any presidential election in any state, anywhere in time, would it change the outcome?
No.
As a super voter, I don't think it does.
No.
I haven't been able to go back and check on any circumstance. But
even 1,000, probably not.
Probably not even 1,000, but I think in Florida it would have been 1,000, and that would have changed the election. So 2,000 it might have changed.
Maybe.
But, so, I mean, even as a super voter, 1,000, 1,000 strong super voter, you can only change one election? One election that would change the course of history? So, I mean,
I don't get it.
This shows how weak the power to vote is. And now, if you want to go, and for me, I'll vote in a national election if there happens to be some local elections in which, I have much more of a sway and a better chance of making a dent there. And I also get to see my friends who work at those polling booths and stuff like that. So it's a bit more of a community thing where I live. But if it wasn't, I don't think I'd go vote, because it's just not worth it mathematically. I mean, going to vote in New York City on something?
Yeah,
why?
No, that is kind of an irrational act. I mean, if you know that you won't be able to change the outcome of the election. And you know what I don't get? The caller, Lenny, was saying that he believes that the issue that's important to him, the union stuff, mm-hmm. is largely a cultural issue. So why doesn't he spend his time and energy, instead of voting, like doing activism that would change the culture?
What kind?
I don't know, maybe writing letters to the editor or protesting or trying to raise awareness about the issues.
I think a letter to the editor would be far more, instructive. But if
or
you
have
do
a
that,
radio show.
You
of
can
his
do
union
that
or something.
And, well, he probably is too busy to have a radio show. But
well,
you,
but, okay,
you
yeah.
can do both. You could vote and write letters to the editor.
Some people put as much energy into voting and political campaigns more than we put into Free Talk Live. Certainly more than I put into Free Talk Live, because I only do one night a week, but people can put a lot of time
and
energy.
Some people do, but now you're talking about the very end of the bell curve again. Just very few people spend that kind of time.
Yeah, I guess, but it seems like it's put to so much more efficient and better use if you just try to change culture and people's ideas.
I think that
that's the foundation.
Cultural things, maybe it's better to change them from, for with cultural methods,
mm-hmm.
but, political stuff, you really can't change culturally. It's much less efficient, so... Yeah.
Don't you think, to a certain extent, politics like reflects the culture,
yes.
reflects people's prevailing opinions?
To some extent. But let's take a look at marijuana. How long has that been?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Simon was talking about stepping outside to smoke himself a jay a long time ago, and it still hasn't changed.
That's true.
855-450-3733.
Some powerful interest keeping that in place.
Absolutely. And all of it. It's all powerful interests.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's beehives or marijuana or missiles. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We just had a guy call in and was talking about why he was going to vote for Obama, voting for his voting his pocketbook, as he described it. We mentioned BitInstant in the last hour, talking about how they were offering to transfer $1 million free for the Romney campaign to pay for their ransom money that apparently they've got for their
claiming that they have the
IRS
hacked his tax returns.
That's right.
And they will release them unless they are paid $1 million in bitcoins.
And that's what BitInstant does, is they transfer dollars to bitcoins and bitcoins to dollars. And they do it pretty fast and pretty easily. You can go to just about any... just about any town, any place that there's a 7-Eleven or a Walmart or a major bank, all these places, there's more than 750,000 locations worldwide that you can go transfer your dollars into bitcoins. So all you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, look up your place, check out the little code that they have there for you. It's, again, bitinstant.com. I've used it. Ian's used it. Stephanie, have you done the BitInstant thing yet?
No, I haven't done it
yet.
But
you've got bitcoins.
Yes.
Yep. Maybe you'll give it a try.
Got them in different ways. That's yes, I would like to try that.
Different. It's not very descriptive. So the gentleman called in and he was talking about why he was gonna vote his pocketbook. And to some extent, I understand why people people who believe in the ideas of liberty. I don't know whether he does or not. Going to choose to vote for Romney or Obama. I get it. You've got your issue or whatever.
He sounded honestly like most people, like he was voting against. He believed he was voting against the Republicans.
Always, it's always voting against.
Yep.
Almost nobody's voting for.
Right.
And this is why the Obama peace sign bumper sticker makes me bananas crazy. You may be voting your pocketbook, and I can understand voting your pocketbook, but what do you think it's like for the pocketbook of the families who've been killed, who've had children killed by the drone war that Obama has perpetrated over there? Sure, Bush was disappearing them and torturing them, but Obama's just killing them from the sky with remote control airplanes.
That's horrifying. Apparently there was a reporter who got kicked out of the DNC that just happened recently for asking about drones. This is from theamericanconservative.com, so maybe he has a little bit of an agenda or a different...
The American Conservative magazine is really a libertarian magazine.
Okay. Well, this certainly seems like a libertarian-esque act, I guess you could say. This is by Michael Tracy. He's a journalist. And the headline is Valerie Jarrett, who's a Obama aide, threw me out of the DNC for asking about Pakistanis killed by drones. Top Obama aide Valerie Jarrett's staff called cops to kick me out of a media area last night when I questioned her about drone strikes. As I sat up in the rafters listening to some Democratic National Convention speech, I don't even remember which one in particular, Jarrett suddenly appeared to my right. She was being interviewed on camera by some television hack. I don't even particularly know whom. So I rose from my seat and observed. There was an unnerving coldness about her demeanor. Naturally, she laughed and smiled for the camera, bantering obligingly, but callousness underlay in this guise of mainstream jocular propriety. I could see it in her eyes. "Bye, John," she said, wrapping up the interview. I sprung into action. "A lot of the president's Democratic critics are very..." I started. "Excuse me, sir, sorry," an aide of hers swooped in, attempting to intercept me. "Sir, excuse me, sir." I spoke over the aide. "A lot of the president's Democratic critics are very upset about the policy of drone strikes," I stated. "Did Jarrett have any comment?" She initially said nothing while the aide continued to protest. "Sir, we need to get to another interview. Then Jarrett broke her silence. "If you would like to interview me, then Chloe is right there, my communications officer. I suggest that..." "Why can't you comment now, given that I'm already interacting with you?" I countered. "I would suggest that you do just what Politico and just what someone else inaudible did and ask for an interview, and we'd be happy to accommodate you. I don't think it makes sense." "So you have no comment on drone strikes?" I interjected. She started for the exit. "Many Pakistanis are dying, ma'am," I shouted. No response. By then, she was out of reach. "Do you have a card?" her aide, Chloe Ewing, director of constituency...
Because you'll never make it back in one of these again.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to, and this is one of the reasons why the politicians don't get asked hard questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reporters that ask them don't have work.
Right. Yep.
I mean, do you think this reporter from the American Conservative magazine is ever going to be at another, Democratic National Convention?
No way. Especially after the ending of this. let me continue. You'll see what he said as parting words. "Do you have a card?" her aide, Chloe Ewing, director of constituency press for the Obama campaign, queried me angrily. She did not reply to an emailed request for comment. "No. Ewing looked intently at my credentials, seemingly incredulous that I was entitled to be in her boss's presence. Jarrett's handlers, alarmed, then joined forces with convention staff and summoned two uniformed police officers, who informed me that I was to leave the area immediately, my duly assigned credential notwithstanding. In fairness, the officers themselves were friendly about this and actually seemed rather befuddled. As I gathered my belongings, the guy who had been manning the TV camera whined at me, "Come on, man, we're trying to get people up here for interviews. What you did was not cool."
Right. That,
F off, I told him and left.
Right. You know, we want to get these politicians up here so we can lick their boots. It's about the ratings, after all. I mean, the reporters that understand that there are questions that are off limits, they're going to get the interviews.
Yep.
And I mean, this is, you know, I know what it's like. I've had politicians on here. I know it's not easy to look a man in the eye, or woman, and say, well, tell me about all those people you're, tell me about this policy where you're a complete fascist. It's not easy. It is not easy to sit across that table and make those statements.
And even if you do make those statements, we talked about Gardner Goldsmith a little earlier tonight. I remember he used to have a local radio show, and he was asking politicians, fairly tough questions. And his radio show basically got pulled because they said they had trouble with, retaining the political advertisers.
Yeah.
Because he was, asking them hardballs.
In a lot of cases, especially up here in New Hampshire, politicians also have businesses. They're related, they have relations with people that have businesses. They aren't going to let those businesses advertise on that radio station either.
Right.
Look, I've got a car, my dad's got a car dealership or my brother's got a car dealership or whatever. Do you want car ads on your radio station? You need to get rid of that guy. He's asking too many hard questions. There's something wrong with that guy. That guy's a mess. They'll use terminology like anarchist in order to paint you in, funny ways and, all kinds of things. So there you go.
There is an editor's note on this this story that's published here also. Editor's note, elsewhere in national security denialism, yesterday President Obama wouldn't confirm or deny the existence of a presidential kill list, in quotes, when asked by a reporter, despite his administration leaking knowledge of such a list to the New York
Times. Oh, yeah, there absolutely is a presidential kill list, and Anwar al-Awlaki was on it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they found him, and I guess eating breakfast or something like that, chased him off the... by the way, the stories were different. I used to believe that they had blown up an entire cafe. Apparently, they had chased them away from the cafe. They ran away from the cafe because of the drone.
I wouldn't put it past them to blow up an entire cafe, though.
But his son, who was 14 or 15 years old, an American citizen, was with him. First time that he'd seen his dad in a decade or something like that. Just going to see his dad. His dad's like, "Come on, son, we got to get out of here. The Terminator's coming." And they killed him, too. So American citizens being killed by drone strikes is collateral damage. And so Anwar al-Awlaki was an American citizen, too. Without a trial, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything, but we've been talking about, well, drone strikes here in the last segment. Was there anything more on that article of the American Conservative reporter being...
After the FU, that was pretty much it.
But tossed out?
Yeah. But, I mean, the drone strikes are just completely... I don't understand why Democrats just kind of ignore them or tend to.
It's convenient. The guy said he was called in, said he was voting his pocketbook. And I understand why people would vote their pocketbook, but...
People seem to make these
excuses. And by the way, Obama during the DNC said that he was going to stop all the wars.
Yeah, he did.
Great. Like, you couldn't do that the first 4 years?
Yeah, and there were more, he actually increased the number of troops.
There's a surge going on right now in Afghanistan, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not doing any good.
Yeah, exactly. So there's not much more to say about this. Okay. Do you want to talk about the global competitive ranking for the U.S.?
We could, but, actually, we were talking about something during the break, and I think that this is, I like to talk about things that are fresh for me.
Oh, gosh, and is this a shampoo thing?
This is a shampoo thing. Now, apparently, you're working on a new hair care method. Tell me where you got this from. This is from the paleo people?
Oh, gosh, I bear all on this show for our listeners. Yeah,
I wish you would.
I already talked about my bra size change.
Yes, the paleo method. Now you've just teased it. Now you have to talk about it. The paleo method apparently has increased your bra size.
Yeah, the cup size, it increased.
Why?
Happy hormones. That's all I can come up with.
No?
No, I lost weight, actually.
Okay, lost weight, but your boobs got bigger.
Yes.
Wow. So the paleo method, paleo diet is, describe it.
It's trying to mimic the diet of early humans, so a hunter-gatherer kind of diet. So, plants...
Leafy greens.
But not meats. Grains, no grains, no legumes, but, you know, leafy greens, animal, meat.
Some fruit.
Eggs, yeah, little fruit, nuts, that kind of thing. Natural foods.
Got it.
So, and I really am very happy with it.
And you used to be an Atkins gal, and you lost a lot of weight on that, right?
I did, about 10 years ago, and I had stuck with it. And then I just made a couple of tweaks to go towards paleo, and I like that better.
Sure.
But, so, this is going to sound very strange, I realize, to a lot of people. But there is an increasing trend, especially among people who are into paleo lifestyle and diet, of basically foregoing shampoo, getting rid of shampoo. And some people actually even don't use soap. I am not there yet. I still use soap.
Well, actually, let me, before you go on,
yeah.
I had a dermatitis at one point. It was 10 years ago or something mm-hmm. like that. And I went to a dermatologist, and my God, what they do to you. They have this, like, hole punch for, like a cigar punch.
Oh, you took a skin biopsy?
Yeah, so they took, like, almost a circle, a centimeter circle, probably three-quarters of a centimeter circle, so what's that, 7 millimeter circle of skin right out of my leg and my butt in order to find this stuff. And, you know, I realized that this is... killed my stripping career, but you know, this was in the past. It doesn't occur now.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys, the dermatologist said it was soap. He said,
oh,
your skin,
you were
just
allergic to the soap.
Well, no, just your skin can't handle soap.
Oh,
that
wow.
People use too much soap.
Yep.
And he
That's
said,
interesting.
You know, go ahead and try to not use soap as mm-hmm. best you can and go from there. Well, I never really stopped shampoo, so I just take the shampoo, put it in, you know, what I had from the shampoo left over, put it in the important parts that I felt were important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did have a washcloth for going, like, between my toes and adding friction, but I didn't use soap there.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I haven't used soap all over my body in a decade.
Right.
And I mean, don't have the skin problem anymore either.
I have actually seen some studies, contrary to conventional wisdom, that if one washes one's hands with just hot water and no soap and then dries them with a paper towel, it removes almost as many of the bacteria as does washing your hands with soap.
Interesting.
So the action of the towel probably gets a lot of them off and
I bet
the water.
It does. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me. And, of course, nowadays there are lots of chemicals in soap, like including the antibacterial stuff, yep. which may not be too good for you. I mean, I guess it's a trade-off between having nasty bacteria on your hands, especially if you work at, like, a hospital or something,
mm-hmm.
and having, you know, maybe irritation from
I do like the idea of my
soap.
Doctors using soap.
Yeah, I do, too. That was, like, one of the biggest medical advances back in the day
yep.
when they figured out how to wash their hands. But anyway, so I heard a lot of people in the paleo community deciding that they were not going to use shampoo anymore. And the reason being is that they say that, you know, using shampoo can be this never-ending, like, roller coaster where it strips the natural oils from your hair,
right.
which makes it shiny and soft. And then your scalp kind of goes into overdrive and produces some grease. And so the top is greasy, but the ends are dry. And then you need more and more shampoo. And then so they say,
right.
You know,
I mean, I have to shampoo every single day. My hair is that you're greasy. I mean, it just mm-hmm. It doesn't look good the second day.
Yep.
So I have to shampoo every single day.
Yeah.
So
I stopped using shampoo. And for the first I would say week or 2 weeks, it looked a little bit different than normal, like a little bit strange. But then it kind of normalized, and I also I had put like some coconut oil in it like once every couple weeks just to condition it, I guess.
Okay.
And I also found a curly hair block because I have naturally curly hair, so I found this curly hair block.
By the way, I've got to say, I mean, you're 4 weeks into it; it looks great.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, your hair is one of your supreme assets. I don't know what the terminology is for the things that look best on people, but I mean, you've got really wonderful hair.
Thanks.
And so I mean, whatever it is not a bad thing. I always thought your hair was wonderful, so mm-hmm. I don't know that I feel like anything different is going on here.
Well, I'm certainly saving money on shampoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shampoo is not probably. I go to Walmart and I buy the Head and Shoulders. I figure if I'm going to stop, whatever their off-brand of Head and Shoulders is, and
mm-hmm.
I figure if I'm going to shampoo, I might as well make sure I don't get dandruff flakes. So I mean, I just buy mm-hmm. that. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm spending $2 every couple of months on shampoo.
Yeah, maybe that's not
much.
A huge deal.
But you've got a lot more hair than I do.
Right. Right. I found this. I happened to find this blog of a lady. I think her name is Terry LaFleche. She is half
LaFleche.
Yes.
Okay.
She's half African American and half white, and she has like very tightly curly hair. And she said, like, most of her life, And this kind of like is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, that people with like African American hair are told like, oh yeah, you got to straighten it, you got to make it look as white as possible and as European as possible. When no, like that's a beautiful type of hair, and I would like to see more people wearing it kind of natural and being proud of it, I guess, or at least not being ashamed of it, you know?
I've seen plenty of sort of natural styles that look good and plenty of sort of straightened styles that look good. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to everybody, of course. It's their own hair. It's just, I hope people don't feel pressured by culture to have it a certain way, you know? So she was like straightening her hair most of her life and hated her curly hair. And I could relate to that because I did too when I was younger. But then she figured out how to care for it. And now she has amazing, like, you know, several feet long, beautifully, tightly curly hair. And so I followed her method, which is no shampoo. You know, she uses tons of conditioner, brushes it through, washes it out, and then, like, you know, lets it air dry with some gel in it, and the curls come out looking gorgeous. So
is the gel an important part of this? I mean, could you just air dry it without with just the conditioner in it?
Yeah, I think you can air dry it. And some, I don't know.
To me, it's all about the lack of care as opposed to the care. I want the shortest system from here to there.
Well, she says it lasts like a week. Like you can just wash it like once a week and the curls will last. You can spray a little water, they'll reactivate, and it lasts for a week. So it could be very freeing potentially in terms of time because you wouldn't have to style your hair like every single day.
Hmm.
So, is this relevant to freedom in any
way? I don't think it matters at all. I mean, this is Free Talk Live. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. Okay. And I think it's interesting.
To anybody out there, men or women who has curly hair, you may be interested to look into this.
So this paleo lifestyle, there's you know, a huge amount of people online that are talking back and forth about all different ideas and you know, pushing the boundaries of what is so out there. And I think
shoes, lights, sleeping patterns, all kinds of stuff.
Interesting you know, how they go about it. How does one get into it and get involved and find out about these things?
I guess just from reading blogs and stuff. I found out about the no shampoo thing. Like, I had seen people blogging about it maybe 6 months ago, but recently I went to a paleo conference called the Ancestral Health Symposium, and I saw a couple women who were actually doing this, and their hair looked great, so I decided to try it. So.
Very good. 855-450-3733, final segment of Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's the final segment, but we can still sneak you in here. Anything you want to talk about? We've talked about, we've been all over the board tonight, whether it was somebody getting a sex change for money, the difference between males and females, the Hardee's.
Sex change for money? That sounded a little misleading.
Okay,
it was a
sex change for tax money is what I meant to say.
Sounds like somebody paid, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you get a sex change in bitcoins.
Anyway, the Hardee's, Harlots, and all across the board.
Oh, my.
855-450-3733.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, it was pulled pork in that sandwich. The pulled pork is going to come in a bag, and you know it.
Yeah. No kidding.
They're not pulling that thing off the picnic ham.
Right.
Anyway, the U.S., according to this, it's CNBC.com. This is one of these disturbing kind of things. I'm of the opinion, and there's a lot of people out there, that the United States is an empire on the wane. That it's... You know,
200 years, right? Most empires don't last more than that.
I don't know. I've heard those kind of claims in the past. I don't know how sustainable they are. The Roman Empire went on for 1,000 years, if you want to claim that. But the Republic itself didn't last for maybe 200.
Yeah.
What my concerns are is that freedom is diminishing on the home side, that violence is being used in order to sort of maintain the empire on the outside, and that's costing us kind of public relations points with the world. And that's, right currently, traveling as an American, I can tell you that I had instances where people didn't like me because I was an American when I was traveling abroad.
Right.
Now, I didn't have anything to do with whatever their complaint was. And this is people thinking in groups, and it's not accurate or anything like that. But, it just goes to show some people don't like what the American government's doing. And the American government isn't the American people by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm.
But for the American people to believe that somehow they're benefited by what its government, what their government is doing, I think is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this. We were just talking about a reporter kicked out of the Democratic National Convention for confronting Obama about Predator drone strikes, and it's interesting. Ask yourself, as the average American, what do you get out of the military-industrial complex's adventures overseas? I mean, yeah, you may like the military guys, and you may like the service men and women, and you may like the flag, and you may like all those things. I got it. I get it. That's fine. But what does it do for you? Because I can tell you there's 4,000, 5,000 dead American service people over what? Freedom? Because it ain't freedom.
A lot of them suicides, too.
It isn't cheaper gas. Well, yeah, and suicides, by the way, are more deadly currently than the battlefield.
Right.
So,
what does that say?
That say? I don't know what it says, but it says something, and it isn't good. So, I mean, you really got to ask yourself, what do these things do? Are they trying to fight the terrorists over there so you don't have to fight them over here? Hey, I got newsflash for you people. You won't have to fight them if you leave them alone. The reason Osama bin Laden said, I mean, just listen. Listen to people who hate you enough to kill you. Just listen for a second. They
and
don't all have
you
to be
the
lying.
Answers. Yeah, they're giving it away.
You'd think they'd be telling you. I mean, they don't want to kill you. They want you to leave them alone. The United States' intervention in the Middle East, along with its support for Israel, is the reason that that these things are going on. That's what they say. And now the Democratic National Convention had to go off and say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I'm not exactly sure what that means, other than, an obvious geography question. What is the capital of Israel? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
Uh-huh.
But they did that, and that was they shoved that through on a voice vote.
Oh, they actually took a vote and said that was the...
They took a vote and people voted against it by a good percentage, and they said it was two-thirds in favor of the yeas. It was really weird.
Weird. I think I heard something about that now that you mention it, but then I just kind of forgot it because it's kind of irrelevant. But it's really not, because like the way that the U.S. government is treating people around the world, it creates a lot of
animosity. Absolutely. And
blowback.
Some people...
It's true.
How would you feel if somebody from your family, whether or not they were participating in some kind of freedom fighting, I'm sure that's what they call it over there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, the United States is on their land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they do call it freedom fighting.
Ron,
do they want to subjugate other people? Absolutely. And if you want to fight over there, so do you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're no different. You just have a different opinion, and you're willing to use deadly force in order to get that opinion.
One thing I've heard some people say, including Ron Paul, before is that, imagine what it would be like if you were just in your home, kind of minding your own business, and aliens, little green aliens, landed and tried to, corner you into specific areas and try to occupy your space. What would you do? Well, of course, you'd fight back against them, and you'd... probably claim that you were a freedom fighter, right? So that's kind of what it's like when there are U.S. troops occupying somebody else's neighborhood, right?
And even before all this stuff happened, most people will harken back to pre-9/11. The reason that Osama bin Laden's upset, among others, the support of Israel, which I don't see why the United States is giving money to Israel any more or less than
any
other nation.
Yeah.
Israel can take care of itself over there. It'll be just fine. Trust me. They can handle it over there. They really can keep that little piece of land safe. And let them come to whatever equilibrium they come to. Don't let it be the United States' issue. Also, the United States is supporting regimes in Saudi Arabia, the biggest country over there. Those people, the Sauds, are kept in power by the United States and their force of their military. Now, a lot of those people, as I understand, the Sauds aren't even like the indigenous folks. They're from a little farther off or something like that. I don't know. But, people care about those things. They don't want to be ruled by kings. A country that fought a revolutionary war against a king is supporting kings in other countries.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's willing to go over there and fight and die for that flag that's that's being used as mercenaries to keep these kings in place. Hey, everybody, we're the Hessians now.
Oh my, yeah. I think a lot of people might be ignorant of the history. You know, that might be factoring into all this. But the U.S. has had decades and decades of intervention in the Middle East.
So that's, you know, that's
my point. People over there know about it.
Yeah, that's my point. Or they at least have some idea about it. You can believe they know who's killing their families. And now when you're looking here in the world's, according to the World Economic Forum survey, the world's largest economy, that's the United States, which was placed at fifth last year, fell two positions to the seventh spot, making it its fourth year of decline. This is the United States. We've slipped further down a global ranking of the world's most competitive economies. A lack of macroeconomic stability, the business community's continued mistrust of the government, and concerns over its fiscal health were some of the reasons for the downgrade, according to the annual survey. A number of weaknesses are chipping away at its competitiveness. The U.S.'s fiscal imbalances and continued political deadlock over resolving these challenges, said Jennifer Blank, an economist at the Geneva-based WEF. Political deadlock over reducing the unsustainable federal government budget deficit projected it to hit $1.1 trillion this year prompted Standard & Poor's to downgrade the country's credit rating one notch to AA plus from AAA last August.
Mm. Yeah, that was a big deal.
This is what it looks like. Yes. This is what a country in decline looks like. And I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't fight and kill your way back into viability.
I agree.
You get successful in this world by providing people with what they want in exchange for what you want. That's how you get successful. And it doesn't change on a country level. You get more successful by making other people more successful, not by stealing their oil. Going over there and making it, what do they call it, a hospitable environment for U.S. foreign interests or whatever the terminology is that they use.
Mm.
Working as a mercenary for big companies from the United States, big U.S. interests, as they call them. They're not your interest, and they're not my interest, by the way.
No.
If they were my interest, gasoline costs would have gone down after we occupied Iraq, one of the largest producers of oil on the planet. It didn't. It went up.
Yeah.
So, you're looking at this just from a utilitarian standpoint, you realize it doesn't work. I'm not. But if you were, it doesn't work. And we can learn these lessons, and maybe we'll bounce back. But if we don't learn these lessons, we're not. And I'll tell you who's not going to learn these lessons. People in Washington, D.C.
Indeed.
It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com if you called in this evening, or you called in some other night. You can go listen to the show you called in on. The last 7 days are at freetalklive.com. The last 6 years are at archives.freetalklive.com. You can post stories and videos and blog posts there. Interact with people at freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.